few people were asking me about the tshuva and those of Yehuda regarding owning the Sefirot HaOmer. So I made an additional supplementary packet on that topic, which is in the productions now, so maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. So I labeled it supplement to packet, second supplement to packet four. Okay, so so that we'll get back to. Okay, today's Yom HaTzmaut, I think, is an important day for all of us in the Jewish calendar. I think about everyone here in this room learned in Eretz Yisrael for a year or two or more. So I think it has a tremendous impact on all of your lives. I think we should be makir that, and we should sing a niggun on behalf, and then we should continue. Supplement, so as soon as it's ready, hopefully by tomorrow we'll do it. So today, talk about Avelos. So we mentioned in previous Shiurim that there are several things that are also for an Avel. Yud Aleph Dvarim, Rechitza, Sicha, all these various things. And the question at hand is these Yisurim plus Chiyuvim that exist, are they min haTorah or are they only midrabanan? And we saw a little bit the Ramban and the Torah Sodom when he has his discussion about how come certain things are usher only from the Kvura and certain things are usher right away from the Misa. So he gave two Hesberim. One Hesber is certain things will interfere with the Kvura, so those things obviously can only start later. And then, but the other explanation was that certain things of these Isurim are Midaraisa and certain things are only Midrabanan. That the Idunim, that the pleasures, like Rechitza, Sicha, Tashmish, Amita, those pleasures are Daraisa. And things that are not necessarily pleasures, like Nilas HaSandal and things like that, are only Osir Midrabanan. So Mimela, the Daraisa things start right away, and the Drabanan things start later. But that's only a fraction of the discussion. The main discussion that the Rishonim have is, do we say Avelis, all Avelis is Daraisa, or maybe all Avelis is Drabanan, maybe there's a difference between Yom Rishon and everything else. So that is the discussion here in the Rishonim. So we saw it in the Pasuk in Shmini, Asira Chatos, Dorosh Dorosh Moshe. We went through the whole story here on Shmini, on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Nadav Aviyu passed away, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron that they should eat the korbanos, and Aaron burnt the seer Rosh Chodesh, and Moshe was angry, and then the whole discussion that we had. So the so obviously that the discussion deals with aninus, the issue of Anonin eating karbanos on the day of the Misa. So the question is, could one derive from this that if there's a din of aninus, so maybe that's indicative of that the day of the Misa is something special. Haraya, the Torah made it Isra aninus per karbanos, and maybe from that we can derive that hu adin, there should be a day of Avelis on that same day. In other words, sort of like a Mamatzinu. That Mamatzinu that the Torah asked Korbanos. So obviously there's a reason that the Torah asked Korbanos, that the Yom Avel. So maybe part of that, even though the Torah never spoke about it in terms of the Yisra Rechitza, Sicha, etc., the Torah only spoke about it in terms of Korbanos, but maybe Hu Adinami. So this is going to be the part of the crux of the discussion. Could we learn out Avelis from Aninus? So if we can, so then maybe that would be indicative that Avelis Yom Rishon would be Daraisa, even Lagabe the Isurim of Rechitza Sicha, etc. So if you look in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, usually the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, usually it's just not so much Nafkamina Ladin is usually in the Sefer HaMitzvos. But he always says interesting things in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So the Sefer HaMitzvos became a popular area. No one could quite figure out what the order is of the, like, which order it's in. I forget they said the Rav tried. A lot of people tried. I don't think anyone has a conclusion of what the order is. The Sefer Chinuch is, goes Parsha. That's why the Sefer Mitzvah is much harder. The Sefer Chinuch, you look up the Parsha, the Mitzvah is, you got it. And The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs is much harder. So, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, says, "He shenitzaveinu haKohanim sheitamu leKrovim." That we know that normally a Kohen is not allowed to be Metamei to Mesim. And Bez Hashem, that's really the beginning of Hilchas Avelus. We should really start with that. But we leave that for the end. Because since it's really not part of Hilchas Avelus, so I leave it for the end. So Kohanim are not allowed to be Metamei to Mesim, but they're Metamei to the Krovim. When the Karav dies, so the several Krovim that the Torah mentions, Lavi, Lino, Lachiv, Lachoso, right? So then the Kohen is Dafka Metame to him. He bavur shemenom hakosum milatame lemeis lechvodom v'hitil hem latame lekrovim shem yachshivu sharashus biyodim v'rotzu latame tamu v'lo rotzu lo yitamu gozal ham gzeru v'chiv lam chiv. In other words, don't think it's an option. Or as you might think that, you know, maybe I'll be machmir. You know, I shouldn't be metame. So, because basically the Kohen is aser, normally. So therefore the Torah is mechayev, and the Torah says, lo yitama. That you have to be metame. Lo ratza metame, metame maso bal korcho. Whereas it's not an option. You should be metame, and be Osek in the Kvur, etc. Well, Masa, the Gemara tells us, the Maisa be Yosef HaKohen, Ron Zvachim, Shemesa Ishto Be'erv Pesach. So his wife died on Erev Pesach. So, Lo Ratzo L'Tamelo, right? He didn't want to be Metame because if he be Metame, then he won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. So he didn't want. So the Chachamim insisted. He said, no, you have to be, they pushed him and you have to be Metame. So says the Rambam, Zeh ba'atzmo hu mitzvahs evil. Kolomar kol ish Yisrael chayv l'sa'abel al krov of kolomar shisha meisei mitzvah. In other words, La Yitama is the source of Avelus. Because even though La Yitama is not speaking about washing an Isser of Rechitza, Sikha, etc., but it's telling you that you have to be involved in the with the mace by being involved in the Kfura, by being Mitami yourself. So therefore, that's indicative of that day is a day of Avelus. So it was, even though the illustration of the Torah is only an illustration about being Metame, or the illustration by Karbanos, but these are just examples. In other words, the Torah speaks about not eating Karbanos, the Torah speaks about being Metame, so the Torah never speaks about Isurim. So one could say the other Isurim that are only the Rabbanon, and that we'll see how many Rishonim hold. But the Rambam felt, no, that from Lo Yitama, when others say from Sukkim by the Karbanos, that Gufa is the mitzvah of Avelus. And that's what he continues writing on the next page. Yine kvar hisbar shechiv Avelus hu mitzvah esek. Omnam b'yom rishon levad v'ashar d'rabbanan. Right, only the Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon levad, and the rest is only d'rabbanan. And that's the Rambam Shita. And again, he learns it out from Lo Yitama. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba on page 7. She'elo, zel l'shoncho, had the garcinon of my cotton. Yamisav Yom Kvura Midaraisa Yamina Travayik Adadi Midaraisa Odil Makachad Minai Saga. Rashba is assuming that Avelus is the Raisa. So what does that mean? So Avelus of course starts with the Misa. But what if the Yom Misa was not the also the day of the Kvura? The day of the Kvura came take place the next day. Say the Kvura took place the next day. So would we say now that all Avelis here is only the Rabbana? What do we say? No, that as long as it doesn't have to come out for Avelis to be the Raisa and the Yom Misa, it doesn't have to be the Yom Misa and the Yom Kvura. Well, either one. Nafkamina Misha Mesla Mes Biyontav Visha Nikva Yom Sheni Yamina Travaikatai the Raisa and Adoka Avelis Yom Sheni Yamina Chazar. See, what's the big Nafkamina in this discussion? Whether Avelis is the Raisa or the Rabbanon is by Yontav Sheni. In other words, we know, we said many times, the Gemara in Beitzah says that on Yontav Rishon you could be kover a mace al yidei Akum, in Yontav Sheni you can be kover a mace even al yidei Yisrael. Now, our practice today, we know that someone dies on Chol HaMoed, you know, Yontav, or something like that, so the Shiva observance starts after Yontav, but the last day, namely what we call Simchas Torah in America or Achron Shel Pesach, right? So those days, a person doesn't sit Shiva, but it counts as the first day towards the Minyan HaShiva. And we'll see why when we learn more sugyas of why that's so. In other words, it's a freebie. In other words, a person doesn't have to sit Shiva, but it counts as Yom Rishon to the Minyan HaShiva. So the question that the Rishonim have, and this is the question: if the say somebody dies on Acharon Shel, you know, Yontav Sheni, somebody dies on Yontav Sheni, and the Misa and the Kvura took place on Yontav Sheni. So then, if you hold that is a daraisa, a veilus daraisa, so then it's doche the mitzvah simcha midrabanan of Yontav Sheni. And memela, not only will it count for the minyan shiva, but there will also be a chiyuv avelus. All the halachas of avelus, of practice, of all the surim, etc., will apply on Yontav Sheni, because the Raisa beats out of the Rabbanan. Very simple. So the Rashba wants to know, yeah, but maybe that's only the Yidavka need for the Raisa to beat out of the Rabbanan. You need a Raisa. So is it a Raisa only if it's the Omisa Yom Kvura? What happens if the person died in Yontav Rishon and the Kvura was only on Yontav Sheni? So now the Yontav Sheni is not the Omisa and Yom Kvura, it's only the Yom Kvura. So maybe that's not a deraisa. Maybe that's only the rabbanan. So then one rabbanan wouldn't necessarily beat out another rabbanan. So that's the question at hand. So that's the shayla in the Tshuvas HaRashba. In other words, the assumption is that if it'll be a deraisa, it'll knock out Yontav Sheni. But the question is, for it to be a deraisa, do you need it to be the Yom Misa and the Yom Kippur? So he writes, Tshuva, Masha Omer de Gassina b'moikot and Yom Misa v'Yom Kvura d'Araisa lo nemar kein b'shum mokum b'gmara. Doesn't say that. In other words, the Shoel started off by saying, Had de Gassina b'moikot and Yom Misa v'Yom Kvura d'Araisa. So, you know, here in this new Rashba, they put in all the Makoros, where everything is. So he doesn't put a Mokor for this, because it doesn't exist. So that's the first thing the Rashba said. You're quoting a Gemara, it's Nishta Gemara. That's the first thing. Don't quote a Gemara, it doesn't exist. Mashamad Yazid Moikotin, Yom Misa Yom Kippur Daraisa, Lo Nemer came B'Shem Mokum B'Gemara. El HaGaonim Zal Amruah. In other words, it's in the Gaonim, it's not in the Gemara. The Gemara is not the same as the Gaonim. I shouldn't say it the other way. The Gaonim is not the same as the Gemara. So it's not the Gemara. Okay, it's Gaonim. Still, okay, the Gaonim, the Rif quotes these Gaonim, etc. Tell me, the Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael nechku aleihem. Lomru, dein shum avelus daraisa, v'ani yis levad hu daraisa, v'chsi v'chal dichatas hayom. But if you call Mokom Lingam Ashishalta, so okay, you got it wrong. Good. Okay. You meant to say the Gonim, you didn't mean to say the Gemara. Okay, fine. But now let's get it straight now. According to these Gaonim, hold it to the Raisa, do they require it should be the Yomisa and Yom Kvura? So says the Rashba, Dafka Yomusa Kvura Kadodi. That for it to be a Daraisa, you need the Yomisa and Yom Kvura together. Hazebelo Zelo. Which, you know, became a very accepted Shita, even though it's not necessarily 100% mukhrach that should be the case. But the Rashba, the famous Shita, that even if you hold Avelis Yom Mishan Zarais, it has to be Yom Mishan Yom Kvur. Where does it come from? It comes from this Shuva Rashba. So he wants to bring a Rai from the Gemara we did the other day in Ksubas. Again, we still, they're going to be a separate packet on this Gemara in Ksubas. That's a separate, So the Rashba, so the Pasha Pshat, all the Gemara means to say is you just wait with the Kvura, right? You wait with the Kvura, and then you'll have the Chuppah, and then you'll have the Bilas Mitzvah. And then you'll do the Kavura. Right? So the Rashba says a Chiddush here, which I wouldn't have necessarily seen in the Gemara. He says that what it means to wait with the Kavura means Dafka for the next day. Doesn't say that in the Gemara. I would have thought the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is you just wait with the Gevurah. So theoretically, the Misa took place 9 o'clock in the morning, and the Chuppah is 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So and you shtel the Chuppah then, and you have the Bilas Mitzvah, etc. So Mehechi Taisi, that the Gevurah has to be pushed off till the next day. The Gemara doesn't say that. So the Rashba is saying, no, that's Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is based on this Chiddush, that you have to wait with the Kavura till the next day to make the whole thing now into an Avelis Darabonim, because now the Yom Misa and Yom Kavura are not going to be on the same day. So the whole thing is only Darabonim. So now we can be more Mako. We can be more Mako. And we could allow Tashmish Amita, etc., because the whole thing is only Surah Drabbanan, because it's not the Yom Misa or the Yom Kvur. Klom Rachnisim Samis Lechedev, Einu Nikbar Ad Yom HaMochars. Alma Bidabol, Milas Mitzvah, Baot Shamis Becheder, Alma Lochalo Avelis Daraisa. If you miss the Yom Misa, Levad, a field block for Daraisa, also Yom Tashmish Amita. He says, if that would be the case, if it would be Daraisa, shouldn't there be an Issa Tashmish Amita Midaraisa? And then how could we be Mekel on an Issa Daraisa? Can Yom Kvur Daraisa Lohaya Noe, which she cover Shivas Yimei Chuba Shein Shivas Yimei Chuba Daraisa, she is to avail Daraisa, but Lodiv Nisib Yantav Sheini. So he says, El Afil Divra Golim Yom Yishav Yom Kvur Dafka Amru. Haytim Tzilah Rav Alfasi Shein Yom Kvur L'chud Tocha Yontav Sheini Hachi Yom Yisuv Yom Kvur. And the Rif says it as well. Shekach Kosev Man D'Shochev Lev Shechiva B'Yomtov Shein Yontav Achron O B'Yom Sheini D'Atzeres Dog Ravid Yom Yisuv Yom Kvur. So he quotes that Lashon. The Rif quotes that Lashon on page 9. Take a look. It's in the Rif. The Rash was the one who expounds upon it. The Rif says Man D'Shochev Lev Shechiva B'Yomtov Sheini. So, came the veils Yom Mishum Midaraisim Yom Tovachron Midarava. Also, Esay Diyachy Daraisim Dachy Esay Drabanan. And the Rif writes the Hu Yom Misa V'Yom Kvur. The Hu Yom Misa V'Yom Kvur. You know, and this idea comes from the Bahag. You know that the original source of pushing off Yom Tov Sheni is the Bahag on page 15 over to page 16. Top line, page 16. Of a shocker with Shkiva, the Yom Tov Sheni, shall Yom Tov Achron came in the eager Mariri, Yom Rishon Hu, Nogba Veil, Sotomin and Shiva. It's Nogba, not only it's Solik, but it's Nogba Veilus. Dachan Asmachu Rabbanan, the eager Veil, the Rashi, Yom Rishon Hu, Kaldikata Sayom, Osul Machem Mutter, Achusi Yom Kumar, became in Yom Rishon, the Rice of Yom Achron, Sveik Rabbanan, Osi, Sveik Vadid Yachid, Koel Al Esse Sveik de Rabin. Here, the Bahag himself doesn't write the Feirish Yom Misi Yom Kvura. But he's the one, the Bahag is the first one to come up with this idea of Avelis Daraisa Zdoche Yantif Drabon. He's the first. That concept is not found in the Gemara. The Bahag is the one who coins that idea. So now the Rashba and the Rif, Rashba saying it very verbosely, the Feirish, that's only if it's the Yom Misa and the Yom Kippur. Yeah, Rabbi Levin?
Just a suggestion in the Rashba of why he assumes it for the next day, because the Gemara says, Yisrael Kedoshim Hem Ve'in Hashem Kemi to Hasein Bayom. So even if you have the Misa in the morning and you have the Chup in the afternoon, you're still always going to probably wait until nighttime for your Lavadil Mitzvah, so Al Korchach, the Kvor is going to always be the next day.
Okay, the possibility,
but it's still the next day.
It's a possibility. Yeah.
Some people have this working within what we talked about a couple of years ago about when Avelis starts exactly. Some people say it doesn't even start until the Kura.
Wait.
We were talking before about Avelis, not even necessarily starting until.
The Surya Avelis.
Like we were saying before, there's a Daraisa state of Avelis during your Misa.
No, in other words, say again?
When we talk about Avelis starting Yom
Kippur. In other words, Avelis, we discussed last time that maybe the Surah, the Rambam sheet is only from the time of the Kvura, the Surah. So, but it has to be that it's the Yom Misa and Yom Kippur. That was, even if you want to say that, say the Rambam sheet is Avelis Yom Misa and Yom Daraisa. So the Surim are Daraisa after the Kvura, because that's when the Surim start in. But it's only Daraisa if the day of the Kvura was the day of the Misa.
If that's true, then what
Daraisa
is right? I mean, if we're saying that we delayed the burial until the next day to allow the Hasim Baba Yosinza, if the Isra Bela's only happened once it turns out that was Yom Misa Yom Kippur the same day. So if he doesn't have that Isser until the Avot happen, if he's both this mitzvah, he the same day afterwards.
I mean, if you don't know,
the where's the Machraya? Once it turns out that was the whole day?
No.
The Rosh
Bowl
is
like Ramban.
The Rosh Bowl is like Ramban, they soon start right away. But he's saying that the Surim will start right away midaraisa, only if it's the Yom Misa and Yom Kippur. But Benny's asking, is you can only know that once you do the Kippur. So it'll come out. So he's saying it comes out that it's sort of a Mafreya. That the Mafreya, it turns out that this that was the Isurim or Isurim, potentially Isurim Daraisa, if it was Yom Yisrael Yom Kippur. But you're never going to know that until after you do the Kippur. So you'll never know that till later. Right, in other words, right, so here, in other words, if they are going to push it off l'chatchila, so then you know now it's only going to be the Rabbanu. I guess you have to assume that it's the Raisa if you're planning to do it. If you're not planning to do it, if the person's not planning to do it, then you can assume it's the Raisa. I mean, theoretically, what would happen if... person wasn't planning to do it, and then it ended up they did do it. Yeah. So okay, but normally, I guess the assumption is whatever you're planning to do, you can assume will take place. Yeah.
I mean,
as soon as the person dies, if you hold it, the Yisurim start right away. So as soon as the person... Right, so if we assume like that the Yisurim start right away. So, they start right away, and whether or the Yisurim are the Raisa or the Rabbanan, so you'll only know later. Okay. It's an interesting point, you know. Yeah.
But
Tasha
should be
said
might be different anyway.
Right, so
Tasha.
Right,
it's,
if you hold.
It's a big rule that even if you hold it,
you
start later.
Right, well, we saw that it was Tosus was the one who was Machalik.
Yeah, but even
Ravata,
even the Sheikhs around can't be there.
Right. Okay. Good. Okay. Now there's so this is assuming that Yom Rishon is Daraisa, and then it's only Daraisa with these and that's how the Rambam assumes and the Rif, etc., that the Gaonim, Rashba points out, the Gaonim say that it's the Raisa. There is another sheet of the Gaonim that the Rif also quotes that holds that all 7 days are the Raisa. And that's based on this Yerushalmi on page 11. Yishalmi Noi Kotin says, Minayin La'ovil Minatora Shiva. How do we know that there's Avelus Minatora all 7 days? Because the Pasuk says, Ve'yas La'oviv Evil Shivas Yomit. The Pasuk in Vayichi, which is the right here before, when Yaakov Avinu died, it says, "Vayavo agor na'atad, asheber v'yada mispush shom mispay kodol chavid mod v'yas lo'aviv evil shivas yomim." So the Yerushalmi points out the only issue here is it's before Matan Torah. But the Yerushalmi says, "L'meidim dover kodem l'Matan Torah." So we'll see the Mefarshim point out that the question how to read this line. Do you read it as a statement or do you read it as a tamiya? Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's son, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, wrote an article years ago on this Yerushalmi, two ways of reading it. The Pnei Moshe has his maiden daughter called Matan Torah, Bitmiya. But it's a shaykh that we could learn something before Matan Torah. So then, if you have that gersa, so then you have to read the next line. Ella, you have to learn out from someplace else. Ella Rav Yaakov, I didn't put Bar Acha, B'Shem Rav Zeira, Shomalim in Hadar, Pesach Ol Moed, Teishu Shivas, Teishu yom avalayl shivas yomim shmartim es mishveres Hashem. Shem shashim erek adash baruchu al olom al shiva. Kach, I guess we have to be shomer on the mesim shiva. So another drasha. But even if you hold it's at the Tamiya, but still, as the Pnei Moshe points out, the Tamiya is just a vidokha, this limud. But then the Gemara has another limud, Pesachol Moed Teishu by the Miluim, and then they learn out a drasha that Kishem that Kosh Baruch Hu is Shomer, whatever, some other Yalfusa. But this Yerushalmi is the source that all 7 days are Daraisa, and the Rif quotes down on page 13 on the bottom. This feeling that Hani had Radvasa designing me a veil is the Raisa. The government of Milsom would see the Yas Lovi Vegel Shivas Yomi. So the Rif says, not true. The Lav Hachim Milsa, the Abahedya, Amin Perthul Yom, that it's only, so they quote from the Gemara Zvachim, that it's only by Korbanus, it's only that day. And the Rif's assuming that it's all connected. That Korbanus and this is Korbanus and this Avelus, it's all one and the same. And that's only on the first day, as we know. And that's how the Rishonim learned the Gemara in Brachos. Here on page 12. Tazayin on the base. Rochatz Laila Harishon Shemesi Ishto. So Rabbi Gamliel was Rochatz. They say his wife died on a Monday, and that Monday night he already was Rochatz. Didn't you teach us that an Avel can't be Rochetz? I'm an Istinus, so for me it's not a Tanug. So therefore, washing is not Mishem Tanug. I'm an Istinus, so therefore, that type of washing is Mutter. Okay, well, we'll have to see the Gedarim of Rakitza. But then the Gemara says, "My time in the Ram Gamliel Kesavar Aninus Laila Dirabanan Tchsiva Rikrisi Kiyom Mar Mokum Istinis Lagazru Beirabanan." So that's the way Gemara is saying that maybe that it was Mokum Istinis Lagazru Rabanan. So Tosus asks, "What do you mean Aninus Laila?" In other words, but what does it have to do with Aninus? Aninus is a din in Meiser and Korbanos, there's two different things. So he says, though, in other words, the Hama Hatalia, that if Aninus Laila would be Daraisa, so then the Rabbana would have made a strong Takana Kain the Daraisa. But since Aninus by the Korbanos is only the Rabbanon, so the Mela. So the Mela, the Avelis counterpart is more kal, and therefore it's Nidcha. Okay. But Acharei Kechol Sakol here, we have these sheetas, the Rambam and the Rif. You look up the Rambam, I put it not in this packet, in the other packet. The Rambam also writes from Lachalti Chata Sayom. You look up the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. Lachalti Chata Sayom is the source for Avelis Yom Rishon being Daraisa. Even though many point out that in the Sefer Mitzvot he quotes La Yitama, okay. And the you know, a lot of people write about this. There's a lot written. You can read it in all the different places you want to read. Sefer Ados Yaakov from Perlau has a whole piece on it from the Novominsky Rebbe. Sefer Sharashim Mismachos. That's a Brisker Sefer on Avelis. If you want to see Brisker Torahs on Avelis, you can look in that Sefer. And that's a big hack, you know, of the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah. So in the end of the day, nothing the Meisa comes out of it. So Yagdol Torah Yagder, but it's not going to make a difference, Lahalacha, why the Rambam quoted the Pasuk of Achalti Chatas Hayom in Mishnah Torah to be the source of Avel Seol Mishon, and in the Sefer Mitzvah he says it's from Layitama. Whatever it is, you know, it is. And then we have and that's based on the Gaonim, like the Rashba quotes, because the Gemara never says it. It's based on the Gaonim, and the Rashba says it has to be Yom Yisun Yom Kavura. And then we saw the other Shita of the Gaonim based on this Yushalmi, that all 7 days are Daraisa. So then the Rush on page 17, and of course, quotes the Bahag. Quotes to Bahag, again, the nafkamina to this whole discussion of Avelis being deraisa, not deraisa, is that one case. That's the, you can have nafkaminas, we'll have sveikis and other things, but that's the nafkamina that's brought down in the poskim, whether Avelis will be doche yantav sheni if the misa and the kvura were on yantav sheni. Then the last shita is that everything is drabana. Everything is a drabana. All avelis is drabana. That's the valiatosis. That all avelis is drabana. And of course, if it's all the Rabbanon, then it's not going to be Docha even if the Yom Misa and the Yom Kippur were together. The Rosh discusses here, Gmar Gmir Lav Rosh Yecheskal Asmucha Kro. He said, and the Rashiya quotes from the Gemara on the Rashiya on page 8. The Gemara Mari Katan Yudala from the days, Lomi Boy be may avail Lomi Drabonim. But he says that that's not a raya because that could only mean that this and Malacha is only Drabonim. That the Issa Avelis could be an Issa Daraisa. But that was the sheet of the Baletosis. And the Bahag, that it's Daraisa, and the Rabbeinu Tam on page 17 says, the Lo Samchinan al Divrei Baal Halachas. He says because Rabbi Yehudai Gaon was the Baal Halachas, he was more Einayim. But Pa'amim Shehayu Talmidav Kosim Shmo Es Hashem Lo Tziva. But he couldn't see. So Talmidim would write and then he couldn't read what they wrote. So then sometimes he, so you can't rely on that. And Rabbeinu Tamshit is that it's, Avelis is, and that's the Balaitosis, that Avelis is older Rabbanim. So the Bahag was the one who brings this Nafkamina. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the whole thing doesn't get off the ground because there's no such thing as Avelis Daraisa. Kem Rabbeinu Tam Chasav Delos Abchinen Al Divrei Bal Halachas. You don't rely on it. So in the end of the day, in the Shulchan Aruch here, page 19, Shulchan Aruch in Shin Tzadi Tes Yid Gimel quotes the question, "B'mkomishosin shnei yom tov mishum leimisvul meis b'yontov sheni shu yontov achron shal Pesach." So the Mechaber quotes this whole thing that if it's, that the Avelis is Yom Misi Yom Kfura is Doraisa and Zdocha Yom Tov Sheni. But then he writes, the Mechaber himself writes, "Olam nogim shalul sabel b'yom tavsheni shalgolius al shum meis fil yom misum yom kfur." But it says the minig is, again, even though we know that it, the minig is that we count it towards the Yom Rishon, but we count it b'toras a freebie, as we'll see. Why should it be a freebie? But even the Mechaber, who seems to be mitzadeh that it's a daraisa, he says the minig is that no. That we don't do this bahag. That was to actually keep the isurim and all the dinim of avelus and yontiv sheni. And the Rama explains, "It's orim kedasa orim shein shum avelus daraisa. Hein a minig poshut vein l'shanos." And the minig is to treat all avelus as the rabban, at least l'gabe this notion of being doche yontiv sheni. It's going to be this notion to be Tochi and Tushin. Now there is another halacha. There is another halacha that is relevant to Avelis Yom Rishon. Because L'gabe the Surim, so the people are going to keep the Surim anyway. This way, that day, they're going to keep the Surim. The Raisa, the Rabbanan. At the end of the day, they're keeping the Isurim. And Lagabe, the halacha that it's going to be Docha Yontav Sheni, well, even the Mechaber, who's the proponent of the Rambam and the Rif, is not willing to push it through. So then what's left? So there is another halacha on page 20, which we can spend a lot of time on. And that is the following. There's a din that an Avel Yom Rishon doesn't put on tefillin. Avel Yom Rishon doesn't put on tefillin. Because tefillin is a pe'er, and Avel Yom Rishon doesn't put on tefillin. And there's a couple of sugyas in the Gemara about that. Because there's one sugya in the Gemara that says really it's the first 2 days, or maybe even the first 3 days he doesn't. So if you look carefully in the Shulchan Aruch really paskins that Ovel doesn't put on tefillin the first 2 days. It's just that the second day, you say, Mitzvah Seyom Kekulo. So that's why the Mechaber paskins that on the second day, you should the Ovel should wait till Neitzachama to put on tefillin. Because even though technically this man tefillin is Mishayakir, and the Rishonim say that even though normally the Mishnah says in Megillah that any mitzvah that you have to do in the daytime is kosher from Alos HaShachar, But lachatchila, you should wait till hey neitzachama. You should wait till sunrise. Midrabanan pashas. And Rashi explains the famous chashash that if you're going to do it right away, it might be too early in the day. You might be doing it at night. If you wait till sunrise, you see the sun there, so it's no mistakes. So there are certain mitzvahs that are mitzvahs that are done in the day, and yet don't have this requirement to wait till neitzachama. So one of them is tefillin. Tefillin, you should put on mishayakir lechatchila. There's no din by tefillin, and the Rishonim explained because it doesn't say yom beferish by tefillin. Never says the word yom by tefillin. We learn out that it's, but it doesn't say the machlokas has to be only lailas matzvah. It doesn't say the word yom by tefillin. So even though we're knowing just put on by yom, it doesn't say yom by tefillin. So memeila lechatchila, you could put on tefillin. So that's the Zman tefillin. There's a question about davening. This comes up a lot. Is there a din l'chatchila, you have to wait till neitzachama for davening? Well, no. Well, davening l'chatchila also you could do earlier. And a lot of times that comes up when you have minyana, you know, when the neitzachama is later. And so there's a lot to talk about that as well. Some say l'chatchila should wait, and some say no. Davening also. When it comes to lulav, when it comes to shofar, these mitzvahs, yom truah, when it's lulav, yom harishon, all these things. So that for sure, you have to wait till neitzachama l'chatchila. You have a bris mila, yom hashmini, you have to wait till neitzachama l'chatchila. But certainly by tefillin you don't, by tzitzit you don't, and by davening is a whole discussion. There's a famous pre-chodesh about it, there's a famous pre-yitzchok about it, of Yitzchok Blazer, the Talmud of Yisrael Salanter, has a whole shuva about it. Yeah. Right, so that's what the pre-chadash says. The pre-chadash says the Talmud Shal Shachar was always brought before Neitzachama. It was always brought before Neitzachama. So you see from there that l'chatchila you can daven Shachar before Neitzachama. That's the pre-chadash. And there's a lot. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in the middle of complicated tshuva in Hilchos Mezuzah. He has a whole new pshat in this whole idea of why they did it early, etc. Ayin Shom. Oh, so that's what the Mechaber says, that even though it's filling really, you can put on Mishayakir, but if a person is sitting Shiva, the second day of Shiva, so the first day of Shiva he doesn't put on tefillin at all. And the second day of Shiva, which is also might be an issur tefillin, you should wait till neitzachama, because the assumption is to get mixed. What's the shear of mixtus hayom kikulo? You don't need so much. So the Rush comes up with this idea that for mixtus hayom kikulo, l'chol hapachas you should wait till neitzachama for mixtus hayom kikulo. So Mevela, that's why the Chabad writes in Shulchan Aruch that. So that's what he means. Means lafuke that from Mishayakir. Lafuke Mishayakir. Okay. So there is a famous comment from the Maritatz, one of the Achronim, in his Shud Maritatz, Kiddush of Leizeu Neshach. And this Maritatz is accepted in certain communities and rejected in most communities. But Yeshiva 22. So the Maritat says He says, Omnam Yaktin Disra Nachas Tilan Lonemar El Dafkil Biyom Rishon. Neishu Min HaTorah. The question is, the fact that Avil doesn't put on tefillin Biyom Rishon, is that anything had to do with, in other words, Avelus Yom Rishon being Daraisa? Or has nothing to do with that? Obviously, you only can clear the shayla if you hold Avelus Yom Rishon as Daraisa. So if you hold Avelus Yom Rishon as Daraisa, so you can clear, does that have to do? So one could have said, just based on what we said 2 minutes ago, that you see that there's a din on Yom Sheni also, is some type of restrictions. It could be that you see the two different sugyas you have to look up. The two different sugyas in Moed Katan, actually one is a brachas, one is a Moed Katan. In other words, it could be the Deis Chalukas on this, that the Shita, it could be some Rishon Poskim hold that the Shita is Chalukas, that there is one Shita that is only Yom Rishon, and then the other Shita is. So his assumption is that. That the reason why Avil doesn't put on tefillin biyom rishon is because Avil biyom rishon is daraisa, and because Avil, so part of the daraisa is not to put on tefillin. But if Avil biyom rishon would only be midrabanan, then there wouldn't be such a restriction. So Mamela, his chiddush is. That as the Rashba and the Rif say, that Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa, it's only Yom Misa and the Yom Kvura. It's the only the Yom Misa and the Yom Kvura. So the Mela, in many cases where it's not the Yom Misa and Yom Kvura, somebody dies on Monday, is buried on Tuesday, so it's not the Yom Misa and the Yom Kvura. So the Mela, there's no Avelus Yom Rishon the Raisa. So the Mela, then on Yom Rishon, after the Kfura, he should put on tefillin. Before the Kfura is an onin, he's not going to put on tefillin anyway because it's part to be called mitzvahs. But after the Kfura, he should put on tefillin. So in certain communities, they have this minhag that after the Kfura, they put on tefillin. In most communities today, the minhag is not that way. That not to follow this. Maritats. That Avelus Yom Rishon that Avelus Yom Rishon doesn't put on tefillin is irrespective of Avelus Yom Rishon. Rabbi Willig once said, when we were learning summer 86 for Shakolo, so he said, well, certainly, if we follow the Ramah, that when the minhag is that we treat it all drabanan, like everything is drabanan, so then, and yet we still don't put on tefillin. So obviously, the fact that we don't put on tefillin has nothing to do with Avelus Yom Rishon being deraisa, because we're treating it as drabanan, unless you say that. We only treat it like a drabbana, like that halacha of not being doche yantav sheni, but we're still choshish that it could be the raisa, like the tefillin, and therefore there was maybe the chumra we could say. In other words, over there it's a kula to be doche yantav sheni, so maybe that the Ramah says we know not to, but maybe legabe to be machmir to put on tefillin, you know. So maybe one could say we should be machmir to put on tefillin because Avelus Yom Rishon, maybe it does have to do with Avelus Yom Rishon being the Raisa. So L'chumra, maybe we should do it. But the bottom line is, the minhag olam, unless in certain communities where the taka, the minhag is to put on after the kfura, in most places the minhag is not. And that's what he writes here. So this Maritats is quoted in the postscript here. is the tshuva. Aleph also aniach. Shkosu shen maritas b'chidusha of perek aleph mem. So it should be aleph nun. Is there neshach? They still didn't do the new Shulchan Aruch and Avelis yet, right? The Friedman. You know, that'll be a big hit when the new Friedman comes out. So, but this they were able to figure out even before the Friedman come out that it's not supposed to be Aleph Mem, it's Aleph Nun. Especially when the Dogum Revolver already says, B'Kiddusha V'Yisrael Nesha. You got it on the page. So it's good. But the Friedman is unbelievable. It's the mamish. And every page in Shulchan Aruch, there are typo, you know, missed Mar Makom, you know, there's so much to clean up the mistakes. It's a tremendous toelis for the Friedman Shulchan Aruch. We're eagerly waiting all the Friedman volumes to come out. The Vei Rabbi Amenu. Yeah, that's one of the things we're waiting. Okay. So he quotes that. He quotes that, and then he quotes the Dogum Revolva arguing with it. And look on top. Rishi Marks Tats Kiddushah is the Nesha Chosav Davke Imhu Yom Misa Kvura. When Mase Biyom Nikmar Alayla Chayva Nachas Tzilin. And also the Talmud says Beinah Zelus Biyom Misa and Daraisa Vagach Yom Misa Kvura Ba'adadi. So the Dogum Revava, the Bemes Shekem Vur B'Tshuva Sarashba, that you need Yom Misa Kvura, Shein Avelis Yom Rishon Minatora Filu Vagach Lahani Desavish Yom Harishon Daraisa Elam Kain Hu Yom Misa Kvura Ba'adadi. Aval Lochosh B'Tfil Zeshi Yemutar V'Hanachas Tfilin Yom Kvura Sheinu Yom Misa Einu Mukhuf. Again, Shem Rashba Kassav Kim Shem Marif, Shem Yom Misu Dofa Yom Tov Sheini, Yimino Yom Misu Yom Kvura, Kain Ikel Meimer Kalvachomer Shalom Yitche Mitzvah Tfilin. Right? If it's not going to be Docha Yom Tov Sheini, so certainly it shouldn't be Docha Mitzvah Tfilin. Unless Yor Darko Shafil Hu Yom Kvura Luchud also be Tfilin. So he wants to bring a Raya that even if it's the Yom Kippur L'chud, which we normally assume a person doesn't put on tefillin. Say, for example, someone dies on Sunday and the Kippur is not till Monday, so the Monday is only going to be Yom Kippur, so after the Kippur it comes back, he's chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs, so he didn't put on tefillin that morning, and the Kippur took place in the afternoon, so now he's going to daven mincha, so the maritats would say put on tefillin for mincha. And the minhag olam is not to follow this maritat. So the Dogum Revava wants to bring a raya. What's his raya? So his raya is like this. There's a famous Gemara Pesachim and Abdallah and Muralaf. The whole story with Ivo. You got to get the whole family tree straight. And someone died, and he wasn't aware. And you'll figure out the whole family tree, and who was who, and Abba, Inima, and the whole story there. Every few years, I write it out again to put it in front of me. But for our purposes now, a certain person found out that he lost his relative. So, and he was together with his shamus. So he asked three things from So this was Rav, right? It was what? Who was sitting Shuvah? Rav Chiya? Okay, so one of the Amoraim. So he said three things. He says to Shams, Chalots li minoli, please take off my shoes for me. Because he now has to sit Shiva. Chalots li minoli, v'holich kli acharei le beis hamerchatz. two things he said. And then let's go to the shower. Help me take go to the shower. So what's the pshat? So this was a shmua rechoka. In other words, he found out about it already after a month when the patira took place. So you know that the din of shmua rechoka is only noeg yom echad. Right? If somebody finds out about the patira of his relative within 30 days, he has to keep the regular shiva. But if he finds out about it after shloshim, he only keeps one day. And that one day, we even say mixes yom kekulo. So that's the point. He was a shmur rechoka, so he had to keep one day. But one day, mixes yom kekulo. So all he basically done was took off his shoes for a little bit, and then he went straight to the bathhouse. So you see from here, says the Gemara three things. Shema mina tlas. Shema mina ovel osur benila sasandal. So that's why he took off his shoes. Shema mina shmur rechoka in anuchegis el yom echad. So these are the three things. Good. So comes the Ramban. And he says, you know, we're talking about Namor, we're talking about Rav Chiya here. So Mestama, Rav Chiya is a tzaddik. So we know a tzaddik like Rav Chiya would mustama be wearing tefillin the whole day, right? Right. The Gemara says about certain people, holach dalat amos below tefillin, etc. So mustama Rav Chiya was one of them. So mustama he was wearing tefillin when he heard about the patira. So why doesn't the Gemara say he took off his tefillin? That's the Ramban's question. How come the Gemara doesn't say he took off his tefillin? Stomach's wearing tefillin, so his stomach should take it off. Because this is Avol Yom Rishon. Hey, Nir Shayer Reb Chiyah Lovish Tefillin. Shash Shmu Azu. Shalom Hayo Adarko, Shalom Sa Tzadik, Leilach Lo Tefillin. Vavol Pikein Lo Chalatz Tefillin Klal. Because we don't see that, right, the Gemara says specifically what he did. He took off his shoes. It doesn't say he took off his tefillin. So that means he kept his tefillin on. Atam zel fishin emar sheni shel avelus u'manich tefillin ve'enu cholatz el b'yom rishon b'vad. That, in other words, on the first day, you don't put on tefillin. Not only you don't put on tefillin, but if your tefillin are on the first day, you take it off. The second day, the Gemara says, and that's sugi about 2 days, 3 days of tefillin, that you don't put it on, but if it's on, you don't have to be chovitz. So he says, "Vlotei shmur rechoka chamura miyom sheni." He says, "L'chora, this was a shmur rechoka." So a shmur rechoka, l'chora, has at least the status of yom sheni of avelus. So if by yom sheni shall avelus, you don't have to take off your tefillin, right? The Gemara says, "You're just not maniach tefillin." Say, but you don't have to take it off. So im hayo lovush tefillin b'shas shmur shal aveir v'choka einu cholitz elamatev roshu v'cholitz mino osandal etc. v'dayim. So that's what the Ramban says. So comes to know the Yehuda and says the following. He says it's mashu from the Ramban that the only reason he didn't take off his tefillin because it was a shmur rechoka. But it's mashmur that if it would have been a shmur krova, where you have the regular dinim of shiva, so his diyuk is then. The fact that Ramban says he didn't take off his tefillin because it was shmur koka, if it had been a shmur krova, he would have taken off his tefillin. And a shmur krova obviously is not the yom misa and yom kvur, because you know, shmur krova means you heard it later. It's still during the shloshim. So he says, So Yom Yom Shmur Krova also laniach tefillin can kavah chomer b'yom kfura. So if it's Shmur Krova, you take off your tefillin and you don't put it on and you take it off. So Yom Kvura, which is not the Yom Misa, should kavah chomer that you're not going to put on. You're not going to put on tefillin. So you see from here that Yom Kvur alone, that's Yom Rishon, you're not going to put on tefillin. Because it's mashmah from the Ramban that only because it was a Shmura Rechoka, he didn't take off the tefillin. But a Shmura Krova, he would have. And Yom Kvur should be no less than a Shmura Krova. The Yom Kvur itself shouldn't be any less chomer than Shmura Krova. So that's his Dechia. To the Maritat. So Shtickle Pilpul, maybe you could Mefalpa with the Dechia, the Shtickle Pilpul. I put a lot of things together, but it's an interesting Pilpul. And that's what he concludes. So bottom line, as I said, the Minhag HaOlam is that the Minhag HaOlam is to not to put on tefillin Yom Rishon, even if it's not the Yom Misa and the Yom Kippur. Okay. I told you I made this other packet, but it wasn't ready for it. It's a supplement about Aninus, about the Sphere. So Omer Shaila, there's a lot of people wanted me to discuss that he didn't know the Behudas Tshuva. So we'll discuss the Know the Behudas Tshuva. Plus other the Ksav Sofis Tshuva, other points about that. So that will be considered the second supplement to packet 4. But we'll actually say it over maybe tomorrow or etc. Okay. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we continue packet 7. This is the Mechusa packets. So Rabosa, we should try if you need more packets, if you didn't get, please speak to Rabbi Tuchman, and we have to make more packets of ones that people didn't get. But please make sure, Rabosa, if you take a packet today, then you should bring it the next time, so you shouldn't have to take two packets, and then other people won't get any packets. So, but we'll be mashlim anything that people didn't get.
The one for next time, J7?